This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up, we're going to talk about why the Falcons were so comfortable in taking a guy that we have had questions about.
Were they too comfortable?
Well, look, he hasn't played a down for us. And some people think that maybe, you know, we're being too hard on this situation with James Pierce Jr. I keep getting guys sending me, you know, videos of guys who are touting his skill set. I'm aware. I'm not debating he's fast off the edge or that he may not be one of the potential best edge rushers in this draft. All of that is still yet to be determined. I'm not going to debate his skill set. What I am going to debate is, Mike, they cleared his off-the-field stuff a lot faster than they did some other folks.
Right.
And whether you want to believe that or not, that's part of the conversation we're going to get into with this comfortability that they had in drafting a guy like James Pierce Jr. That is on the way. Also, a little bit later on in the show, we told you we're going to continue to go around our division. Michael Kay, he writes for the Charlotte Observer, is going to join us to talk about the Carolina Panthers. Laugh if you want to. I think they might be putting something together. And here's the thing. Look, I don't think, Mike, they're going to get there faster than we do. But if they do, and they happen to get into the playoffs and we don't, you are really going to start scratching your head about what's going on here, right?
Yeah, well, again, there's going to be guys that are going to be fired. You're fired. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals where, look, we all know what's at stake. Everyone knows we haven't been in the playoffs since 17. And look, you know, I'm sorry. 5 years is an eternity in the NFL.
It is.
You know, so if you go back and you look, you know, at 21, you know, we all knew that there was some, you know, you gave him a slide or a little bit of a pass for Fontenot because of the cap situation. And that's part of the reason he was, you know, and he got the job is how he's good at finding, you know, diamonds in the rough and free agency and finding those pieces. That was part of his job description with the Saints. But then we get into this, and it's something, and I will say this, Carl, as much as I've, you know, been killing Fontenot, the more that I've been able to kind of peel the layers of the onion and by talking to like guys like D-Led and other folks around, some guys that, you know, work for the team off the record, so I can't give you names, but it just seems like he acquiesces or he maybe needs to be a little more, I don't know, less deferential. Should have told Arthur Smith, screw that noise with Kyle Pitts' pick. No way. I'm going to go with the sure thing. I'm going with Penei Sewell. That's a guy who'll be here for 12 or 15 years. That's a rock on the line. Done. You know, and the same thing goes, like, I got no problem with Drake London. But then if Terry wanted Kirk Cousins, no. We're going to go get Michael Penix. I think Penix is the future. We're not going to be able to get a good quarterback in this draft class. And by the way, we wouldn't, right? So I give him credit there.
Yeah.
This draft class was not the class for quarterback.
No.
You know, unless you would have been really in love with Shedeur Sanders. So that's, I'm sorry, sore subject for some. But it just, to me, you know, if he, I don't know, I'm not saying he's going to be more assertive, but I'm just kind of curious how these decisions get made in that dreaded, as you like always say, the collaboration or the collaborative effort between coach and GM.
So this is what's interesting, and we're going to dive into this in less than 10 minutes. But the Terry thing, I want to get back to that, all right? Remind me what you just said about Terry and these decisions, because we're going to come back to this and talk about this comfortable state that they were in and taking James Pierce Jr. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Stay there for that conversation. Hey, my man Dom is with us, as we said, Big O and his beautiful wife having their second child. at some point. She's just waiting for this thing, and it hasn't happened yet, but it's coming. So Dom's hanging out with us. He's part of the family, and of course, Day-Day is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
They traded up to get him. If you don't remember, or should I say they're trading him, but the Cowboys are giving up additional picks to get him. Reverse that. Scratch it. Here's the deal. Steelers are trading George Pickens. The Cowboys are giving up a third and a late round swap, all right? Pickens was a second round pick in 2022. And Mike, how would you describe his tenure with the Steelers, George Pickens?
Tumultuous, you know. I mean, he's just immature. You know, is the light going to click on for him and he'll figure it out? No, I don't think so. I think you've seen enough of a sample size in four seasons that this is what he is. He's just an impetuous guy. And you put a guy like that in Dallas with all the media focus, good luck. Enjoy, because you're going to a team which hasn't established number one. You know, you probably wouldn't have coexisted with Metcalf making five times or six times what he's making right now.
Well, CD is too.
Right. See, as I'm saying, CD, you're going to an established guy. So I think it's going to be a strange situation. He does average one of the best, you know, yards per catch, because for whatever reason, the quarterbacks they've had thrown it to him rarely get it. And when they do, though, it's a home run. So you hate to see that talent wasted. But, you know, as Mike Tomlin told him last year after him, he's got to grow up. So they washed their hands of him. The only guy of all the crazy receivers who came through that had any glimpse of success was Antonio Brown, because he played with Tom Brady in a Super Bowl with a Bucs team that was loaded. Everybody else has flamed out. Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, Deontay Johnson, all these other guys. Who is Chase Claypool? Mm-hmm. Bum, 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 bum. So I don't know where it goes for him in Dallas, but if Dak can stay healthy, maybe he'll have a reliable delivery system. Maybe he can turn it around.
Last year, guys, 1,100 yards, 5 touchdowns. He did lead the league, as Mike mentioned, in that yards per catch, 18 a catch. But here's my issue, and this is why I would be concerned if I was Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, but obviously they're not. So do you guys remember the iBlack incident that happened where he had the iBlack on and it said blanking open all the time,
yep,
right, which ticked off his teammates and certainly his quarterbacks, who were like, dude, relax, we're trying to score here and we're having a hard time. Then there was an incident, Mike, and multiple, where he got unsportsmanlike conduct flags and penalties. Some in week 13, he got into a post-game scuffle with the Browns' Greg Newsome.
That's right.
All this stuff is happening, not over the course of 5 or 6 years. This is last year, okay? And then on top of that,
a team trying to make the playoffs going to a losing
streak.
Correct.
And on top of that, oh, by the way, do you guys remember? I don't know if you do. He showed up late on Christmas Day for the Kansas City game. This is the problem. And the Cowboys are going to ignore all of that, Mike, and say, well, yeah, we got this. No big deal. He'll be fine here. We will see how this shakes out. To Mike's point about Mike Tomlin, this was during the season when all of this stuff was going down, and he was acting like an idiot on the field. This is Tomlin.
You just got to grow up, man. It's an emotional game, man. These divisional games are big. He got a target on his back because he's George. He understands that. But he's got to grow up. He's got to grow up in a hurry.
So his personality, you're not changing that. The on-the-field antics that hurt mm-hmm. you when your team is getting flags, Mike, you're putting us behind the down and distance.
Yes. It's just selfish. I mean, look, and look, Mike Tomlin, as we say all the time, if there was a guy that could have a PhD in dealing with like screwballs, it's Mike Tomlin, with what he's had to do from Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown to present. So here's a team which is having a lot of issues. You go into the quarterback situation, and you got a guy that's just, he's a sideshow. So Pittsburgh said, you know, tremendous. And by the way, no one debates the talent. You know, it's almost like when Pickens made a one-handed catch at practice at Georgia, it was almost like, uh-oh, here's an Odell Beckham moment. Now yep. He's starting to believe his own BS. You know, you still got to put the work in, and you still got to have your head screwed on straight. So, look, he can always turn this around. It's him. He's got to look at the man in the mirror and just just do the work and shut up. Take it from me. I've learned sometimes just shut up and do the work. So hopefully for him it works in Dallas. But Pittsburgh, they say, vaya con Dios.
All right, guys, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It is our Braves, and I want you to hear how they won last night in dramatic fashion.
Verdugo out at second base, and they're going to go ahead and put Austin Riley on here to start the bottom of the 10th.
That's going to make the big bear angry.
Liner, it's fair! Verdugo's going to come home, and the big bear is the big hero tonight!
Base open, I understand the intention to walk, but that is a tough guy to come in that situation to try and get out, and he made him pay.
Can somebody tell me how many sunflower seeds he had in his mouth? after he hits this, gets this hit, he's trying to do the post-game interview. I'm like, dude, can you spit some of those sunflower seeds out of your mouth before, Marcel, you do the interview? They're just coming out everywhere.
I mean, it was like a Monty Python skit, you know? And it was funny because that same night, the camera crew, the guys you work with at FanDuel, it was really great. They had Tito Francona, and you see him, and he's got all his Terry Francona, all of his sunflower seeds on the railing, and like boom, 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 boom. For those who've never been in a dugout or that close to see, yeah, baseball players, they love sunflower
they
seeds.
They do. The bags everywhere. Yeah. But Marcel, a big hit for the Braves. They went 2-1 in extras, guys. Three straight, and they'll try to make it four tonight. We'll talk more about it along the way. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
A few years ago, I'm in Indiana. Hawks are playing the Indiana Pacers. And I walk over to Lord Pierce, who's an assistant with their coaching staff, and I said, tell me about Tyrese Halliburton. So we sat down and we had a conversation. And he said to me 2 years ago, he's the most selfless guy on this team. He's loved, and he loves making guys better. Go look at his numbers. This whole overrated thing is just that. Halliburton can play, and I think people might got caught up because he went to the Olympics and he didn't get any run. Look at who he's playing with the Olympics.
Remember, guys, it's a smaller sample size. It's less than a quarter of the NBA players and these guys. Sometimes it comes down to like literally one or two guys just turn into a 9% or 10%, and that takes the vote. But I'm with you. I mean, Halliburton, I don't know what you guys were looking at, and the Olympic thing aside, this was superstar quality stuff. I mean, this is Michael Jordan beating the Cavs type stuff that he's doing here.
No doubt.
I mean, you know, getting the ball. I mean, when you shake the defender like that, and now you're on an island, and now it's literally, you know, here it is, here's the moment, and you make that shot. I mean, that's major attachments right there on Tyrese Halliburton.
As he walked down the back of the court and showed us as much. Here's the shot Mike's talking about. By the way, they were down. They shouldn't have won this game, and they literally stole another one.
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball up top. Indiana by one. 1 1/10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, because it was a complete choke job
right
by the Cavaliers, who were up big in this game. And my man Dom just said it. How many did Donovan Mitchell have? 35? 33?
Yeah.
And they couldn't find a way to get it done.
And as you said, he's telling the crowd, shush. Will you hush?
Wow.
Yeah, you said it. The crowd, he's like, hey, that, but the overrated, okay? Because he's kicking our ass, okay? But that's, and again.
Whoa. 48.
48 for Donovan Mitchell.
My bad, yes. Yeah. And he did not have, it's unbelievable. I thought it was 38. All right, either way, Mike, yeah, I'm sorry. That's just crazy.
You take a game on the road. You know, that's usually the whole argument is, okay, you take one on the road, you get the split, and you're feeling good about yourself. But now, man, you're looking at this. Indiana is leading the series. They've swept two. They're in the driver's seat. And now the Pacers, you know, we've talked about the Pacers, you know, for years. They're kind of like what we aspire to be.
Yes.
You know, they're good in transition. They're like a taller, more athletic version of us. They're like what we would look like if we had Pascal Siakam. Right? Remember we couldn't get Pascal?
We wanted
What a difference maker. Tell me that wouldn't have helped us this year. You know, again, obviously not having Jalen Johnson on the floor too. But that's, to me, I look at them and I say they're just a taller version of us. Therese is a taller version of Trey, you know? So,
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
He gets in the paint too. He can do some of those things.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.